Chapter 7. Yutu, the dog trainer.
Come here, Miki,
I called. Miki had been the runt of the litter. He had been puny and sickly for the first weeks of his life. My father was sure that he would die. I fed him and kept him warm, sometimes sneaking him into my cozy bed at night. I gave him the Inuit name for small. Miki wagged his tail and scampered toward me. Then he plopped down right on my feet and rested his head on the snow. When Miki's brothers and sisters were old enough to be weaned from their mother, my father began to train them to be sled dogs. My people, the Inuit, are expert dog sled trainers. That's because we live in a land that is frozen for a large part of the year. So we rely a lot on our dogs to help us travel and hunt. Inuit sled dogs have to be strong and fast. When Miki was younger, he was neither of these things. Sled dogs have to pull heavy loads and travel across long distances as speedily as they can. We Inuit live by our wits. We hunt and fish across this frozen land. We travel across the snow and ice in our sleds, crafted from bones or antlers, seal hide, and even frozen salmon skin. We build snow homes made from blocks of snow as we go. Our dogs have to be able to sniff out seal breathing holes or stand firm with the other dogs when they come across a polar bear. I couldn't imagine Miki doing any of these things, but he would have to. My father had made it clear that he would have to earn his keep. I had grown up watching my father train the dogs. When the dogs are young, they are always eager to run, but they are less willing to work together. They have to be taught how to pull the sleds together as a team. My father knows just how to talk to them. His voice is firm, and they obey him. This is important. When the dogs are pulling the sleds, they must all obey the commands given by the driver of the sled. There are a number of ways to hitch the dogs so that they can pull the sleds. Quite often, they are tied in pairs to a single tow line. In deep snow, sometimes it is better to have the dogs pull the sled in a single line. This way, they can make a path through the snow. If the snow is packed down hard, a fan hitch is best. This means that the dogs are attached to the sled by their own individual tow lines. The dogs themselves are more able to live in this frozen land than people are. They have thick, waterproof fur coats. Their ears are extra furry to prevent frostbite. Their paws are large and have thick pads with fur. Miki frequently jumps on me with his enormous paws and knocks me over. Their large, bushy tails can curl around their faces at night and keep them warm. Once Miki was strong enough, I began to train him. At first, I worked with him on basic obedience. Then, I harnessed him to a tow line and had him pull small loads of wrapped furs across the snow. The very first time he had to pull something, he raced off like an Arctic fox. He thought we were playing a game. He soon learned to pull like I needed him to, though. He was also super fast. I felt sad for Miki. If he hadn't been so sickly, I'm sure he could have been a lead dog. My father had watched me as I trained Miki. I think even he was surprised by how well Miki progressed. Miki had been by my side ever since he was a small puppy. Today was the day that he would leave me. He was going with my father and uncles on a hunting trip. They would be gone for several weeks. I bent down and patted Miki on the head. He immediately sat up and licked my face. Be good, Miki. Do what you are told. Follow the other dogs and listen to my father. Do you hear me? I said to him. Miki looked right at me and wagged his tail. Then my father came and led him away.